2 years old, 102. Okay. Hey, hello. Thanks for hopping on and visiting with me tonight.
Yes. You know, anytime.
Yeah. So I want to just catch up, talk about the end of the summer, see how you're doing. I want to talk about a few things that we have in the cooker. I'm curious though, if you could like summarize maybe a theme that's come out of your summer 2021, what would it be?
It feels like stillness, like holding still and waiting is what my summer feels like. In some ways it's been really sweet and good. I've walked away from a couple things and just kind of waiting to see what I should do moving forward creatively. But it's been a summer of just like, yeah, resting and reading and taking in a lot and not putting out a lot. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. What does that feel like? Good or bad or both?
Both. In some, I feel like it's a day-to-day battle between the two of like, this is really good. You need to do this. And I almost like coaching myself. Like, wasn't that fun to just read a book and not have to do anything else or meet any deadlines? And then also, yeah, feeling like, am I worthy if I'm not meeting deadlines or hustling? Or yeah, I don't know. So that's stuff that I've been working through on my own. Just that old, I don't know, age old insecurity, I guess, of yeah, being comfortable with being still. Mm-hmm. And yeah, battling that, the demon voices inside of you that are like, you're not worth anything if you're holding still. If you're not producing, if you're not showing anything for it. So,
Yeah. So you and I talk on the phone every Wednesday. We catch up on things that we want to do for the Selah, but we also touch base and like talk about this stuff creatively. And when you say what you're like thinking or processing, a lot of times I'm like, oh yeah, totally same. So I feel like there's a lot of people out there, especially people who have that in common with us, that love to make mm-hmm. or maybe are in the same season of life, that I wanted to give a tiny bit of insight into some of the things we're processing through. I relate on that to that a lot. I mean, do you feel like you have your inputting right now and holding still because you have something like more to give in the future or something around the corner, or are you just like completely don't really know?
I feel like I'm finding out, like I'm not really sure. I feel like it is the right thing to hold still right now, but kind of like what we were talking about, how like it feels scary to be out of the river if you believe creativity is a river, you know, and it feels scary to kind of be like on the sidelines. Just like I was thinking about it today, almost like you're just stretched out on a warm rock and you're just watching and seeing like, do I get back in or what? I don't know.
Yeah. So, makes sense.
And yeah, sometimes you do feel like, am I just producing and putting stuff out there for the sake of making myself feel better? Or is this stuff that's coming up out of me because I can't even stop it? It's just, yeah, it's just there. So
yeah,
I think there's, and you've talked about this too, there's just different seasons in your life where it's a season of holding still and a season of maybe just like taking in and absorbing. And then there's a season of growing, and then there's a season of producing and bearing fruit from that. But yeah, this summer, this hot, dry summer that has also been really, really fun with my kids and stuff, also feels in a way like creatively like a winter.
Yeah. I wonder, how much of that is, like, we mentioned a little bit ago how sometimes when you hold still and you have a little downtime, all the things you never had time to, like, grieve or process sort of catch up to you. And in that, like, manifests in a little bit of paralysis, to where all I can do is drag myself into the pathway of beauty a little bit right now. And yeah, I'm not sure. Like, I'm definitely not part of, like, I'm producing a lot of it, but I'm, like, trying to invite other people to be like, notice pretty things, even if you feel like you are dead and can't move a muscle, like, just try.
Notice
some pretty things. Do it with me. And that, you know, a little bit of imposter syndrome sets in with that, where I'm like, gosh, everyone else seems like they are, like, so inspired right now, but I don't think that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know. Does that make sense?
Oh, it totally does. Totally. Yeah. I know. I feel like sometimes all you can do is get up early in the morning and look at the clouds and go for a walk and process. And maybe it's not meant for everyone's eyes and ears just yet, you know?
Mm-hmm. You're just taking in
And maybe it's not ever, you know, there's certain things that I just feel like are private journeys of the soul too. And yeah, private grievings that you're going through that, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Wrestling through that too. Like, what kind of content and what kind of creativity does the world need? And what is it that God is calling out of me or is filling me up with that I can maybe pour out? Or what is it that is just a personal journey too, that doesn't need to be like, okay, God, awesome, I'm so glad you're teaching me this so that I can go teach others this, oh, this too. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
this is great, you know?
Yeah, this is good fodder.
Exactly. You
know, once in a while, like, I don't know, I picture, like, certain bloggers, if their kid is throwing a tantrum in Target, they're like, ooh, this is going to make a really great post later. And I just want to, like, karate kick all of it.
Not enough. Yeah. Yeah. Or just wrap it up in a nice, neat bow, like we talked about, where it's like, oh, this is why I've been feeling this way. It's because, ta-da, here you go, everybody.
Yeah.
And now here is step A, B, and C to how to get out of this funk or whatever.
Totally. So. Well, yeah. I mean, if any of our listeners, all 47 of you, if any of you guys feel like you're just in a funk, even if you're not a writer or a painter or a whatever, a podcaster, if you're in a funk and you feel like you're in a fog and you are just tired every day, I feel like what Amanda and I have been processing back and forth is just like, we don't have much to give, but I think there's just, like, something about inviting someone to be in that truth with you and inviting someone, like, the honesty, you know, of just saying, like, yeah, I feel heavy. And I think that's kind of where we are right now. Just inviting people to sit with us in the beauty and the hard things, but we're not in, like, hustle mode. I would say we're both kind of reeling from the last year and processing a lot and sitting with a lot of things and deconstructing. First word of the year of the world.
Exactly. I hear that one more time. Also, that's true.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, let's mention really quick that we are going to offer a picnic.
Yeah.
We don't know what else to do. Like we said, we're not, like, big content mills right now, but, like, we're gonna have some really pretty food, really pretty flowers, some pretty music, and just a few questions that we've been asking ourselves, you know, in our between each other and in our journals. And so we're going to offer that for any, mostly our Oregon friends or anybody who wants to road trip, August 28th. I'm really excited. I think that's a good idea. I think there's something really magical in just offering what our souls need. Like everything we've put on is just an extension of what we've needed in the moment that we're in.
Exactly. Sometimes you just need more than anything, more than like creating that next thing or tackling that project or whatever it is like a soft place to land among friends and good food and to be reminded of beauty and goodness and to have just community with other people who are maybe going through the same thing or can maybe inspire you or just come alongside you. So that's kind of what we're hoping to do.
Yeah, just a small group. And like, I have to remind myself sometimes that I'm like worthy of carving out a few hours to put like something pretty in front of me. And like, I'm worthy of being filled up with frivolous, inefficient things, you know? And I think that probably a lot of us need that right now. So I hope you guys will join us for that. I'm also really excited. If you could sum up like in a paragraph or a sentence last, like the spring Selah that we did in June and what, how that like set the stage for the rest of your summer. I mean, how would you even, I still don't really have words for it except for that it was just so beautiful.
That's true. I know, just wrapping words around it. I'm still thinking about it. And I'm definitely an internal processor and have to like think about stuff for a while. But I think one of the big takeaways for me from it was that I think a lot of us came to that Selah thinking maybe we were the only ones struggling with certain things or frustrated or lost or not really sure what we had to offer, but we all kind of crawled there anyway. And to find yourself surrounded by other people who you weren't the only one, and then also to just see so much beauty there, like it was such a beautiful place, and then to see people go out and seek it on their own was really neat, because that's kind of our vision, is like to hold space for you so that you can kind of do whatever it is that you're being led to do. You know, we'll feed you, but your time is your own. You can go watercolor in a field, or you can go take a nap, or you can go pull out your computer and do some writing. And it just kind of everywhere you looked, people were just wandering off and taking agency in that way. And especially I feel like this last time more than ever, like we hardly saw anybody. It was just, except for at mealtime, you know, everyone got together at mealtime, but it was a lot of people just out on their own creative adventure or just seeking stillness and quiet.
Yeah, I agree.
What about you? How would you sum it up? I feel like that was a long paragraph.
No, we're not on a timer. You can say whatever you want. I think it was just reaffirmed my belief in the process that if there is space for people to heal and open, just like open spaces, and we kind of just offer what is nurturing us and just put it out there, that we don't have to like coddle the process or micromanage everything, that like people show up open and wanting whatever it is that's waiting there for them. So like, it just made me really stoked, because it feels like every group is so different. It has its own personality because people, you know, it's a different group of people in a different time and space in the world. And we can't predict that. And it's so tempting to be like, all right, let's wrangle this thing. Let's figure out the right combination so that we can have a program and put it all together.
Yeah.
And it yeah. just reaffirmed for myself and for other people that, like, no, if you're drawn here and you know that you need some open and quiet space and you're willing to, like, let some of that pour out of you, even if it's a mm-hmm. trickle, or even if you just sit really still and take in other people's beauty, something's going to happen. Like, it's proven. It's how we're made to be. We just don't do it mm-hmm. very often. So, like, you, something in you will heal, mm-hmm. and you can't help it. And gosh, if I didn't try to just keep removing and keep the meals going, but not have to be in any of my own feelings. And it just, I mean, when you sit still and ask yourself questions and listen to other people's stories, I mean, it has to catch up with you. And it's the best yeah. thing. It's like taking a big breath. And I really believe in that process, and I'm committed to just keeping it simple and getting maybe just better at facilitating or offering those things. Did you know we have a Sayla newsletter? Amanda and I started it. We are offering just short articles and essays and recipes and beautiful ideas and pictures and workings of other people and even guest writers about twice a month in a short email that will be dropped into your mailbox. I don't want to should you, but I think you should go to the Creative Sayla Instagram and follow us, of course, and then go to the link in the bio and you can get signed up right away to be in our newsletter list. And then you'll also be first to know about specials going on and new dates for Sayla retreats and Sayla dinners and adventures, all the things we're doing. Who couldn't use a little bit of beauty and good news in their email list? So I would love it if you would go sign up for that today. I just keep thinking of the word nurtured. Like, why is it hard to facilitate nurturing for ourselves? And, like, why is it hard mm-hmm. to receive nurturing a lot of the time? It just feels unnatural, but something really, it's almost like you turn to mush once you let yourself be nurtured. But it feels mm-hmm. really, like, counterproductive. And sometimes I honestly feel like if I stop this train and soak in some of this and start to heal, I might not be functional for like 6 months. So I just not gonna do it. Yeah. What do you think? Why do you think it's kind of hard to do?
Well, I think we're driven by hurry and checklists, and we don't give ourselves permission very often to rest and to hold still, or to ask ourselves even and hold still long enough to hear the answer of, like, I know something's not working, or I'm in pain, but I can't make it stop, or I'm not gonna stop what I'm doing, or this isn't working anymore. So what would be another option for how to move forward? And I think at least for me, and the way that we've kind of run our lives, you know, Wade and I are like looking at, this isn't really working very much anymore. You know, we're not functioning very well. And so having this space to actually sit with some of those questions and yeah. to ask them, and then to hold still long enough to maybe think of what the answers could be. That's just something I don't give myself. Even, like, I mean, you got me that beautiful journal by Emily P. Freeman. Mm-hmm. And every month you have these questions to walk through. That's like, what's working for you this month? Or what's even, like, what's a beautiful quote? And, you know, what's something that brought you joy? Or what's an arrow that could kind of point you in the direction of, like, what could I fix this month? Mm-hmm. Anyway. That was loud. And I have such a hard time not wanting to just, like, it almost is like crawling out of my skin to make myself sit long enough to be like, what is it this month that I need to work through, or the arrows that I need to kind of make point a direction towards where I can maybe shift some things, mm-hmm. because I'm just so rearing to go to not waste a drop of this summer on like getting projects done and doing stuff with the kids and just all the checklists that I think I get addicted to, of just wanting to maybe earn my worthiness. I don't know. So those are just some things that I think personally for me, but, and maybe that rings true for you or for anyone listening, but what are, I don't know. Does that make sense?
It does. And I think that circles back into like our creativity. Like you, like, it's such a joy and it's such an extension of who we are to be like making and I don't know, appreciating and putting out beautiful things. But if it's out, like, I don't know, when you, I'm trying to find the fine line, but like whenever it's out of a hustle and like trying to find your worth and your identity, then it's really hollow and dry. And sometimes you need to be in the season, like you're describing, where you're just sitting and untangling and taking in other people's beauty and mm-hmm. And maybe like gathering stories for later when it's the right time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think most people who are creatives that listen to this will know that ebb and flow. And but there's always a point in it for me that's like, well, I guess that's the last thing I ever made. Maybe all my ideas will never happen again. But I do think
that's what we talked about. Yeah.
Exactly. But I think though, I don't know, in life or in creativity, you can have rest that is so good and healing and helpful that can easily shift into just like imposter syndrome and like,
mm-hmm.
why is everyone else getting ideas and not me? And why there's something wrong with me? Why am I sitting from the outside looking in? But like, you can corrupt rest that way, and you can also you can corrupt making by turning it into your identity and squeezing it too tightly. So both things have to be held really loosely, and you have to mm-hmm. really check out why you're doing what you're doing. And I don't know.
We had like a guest speaker this last time, and Jesse Horney was our guest speaker, and she kind of touched on that, where, you know, she kind of talked about there being like a triangle, if you can fix that in your mind, and, you know, God the Father being at the top and Jesus on one of the corners, and then your identity and your calling, or his calling, on that other corner, and then putting ourselves in that triangle. And like, if we're resting in our belovedness, where like the Father's love is pouring down on us and we're resting in our belovedness, then out of that comes all of this calling in our identity. But sometimes we get it backwards, you know, where we think our identity and our calling is what makes us beloved. And so that's been interesting to sit and think about that a lot too. And kind of letting go and stepping away from some of like the different creative outlets that I had previously been doing. And because just knowing, like, I think that I've put a lot of my identity in like, oh, I'm this, instead of beloved child, you know?
Yeah, that's good. I have not tried to describe that triangle to one because I'm like, oh, I'm mess it up.
Well, hopefully that didn't confuse anybody. No, I'm sure Jesse's listening to it like, no.
Ladies, please edit that. No, I think that was good. You did a beautiful job.
Man.
All right, so we've got the fall Sela, which is just like precious to me. I just love fall so much. I love the weather. It's like, it is meant for nesting and resting and eating good food. And those are my spiritual gifts. So I'm so happy to be there. We're doing it up in Joseph. It's going to be October 15th through the 18th.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Oh,
and places are booking up, and it is one of our most favorite places on earth because we have precious, precious friends who live up there, but it's also one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Yeah,
so
like come. That. Yeah, come with us.
Yeah.
Amanda, tell me something that's working for you this summer and something that's not working for you this summer. It can be anything, like a food or a song or a life habit or anything.
What's been working for me this summer, it's been taking like early morning walks before my kids wake up, and yeah, just almost not listening to anything. Like, I'll bring my earbuds with me and stuff, but I just don't feel like listening to anything, any music, any podcasts, just being quiet and still and paying attention to the season and the sounds of the season and praying really distracted prayers. I feel like my prayers are kind of like that of a very distracted child who's talking to God 1 minute and then like, oh, that's a pretty flower. Oh my goodness, look at that. And so that has been something that I've been trying to do with each season, but especially this summer, that's been working for me, and kind of just reading whatever catches my fancy. And so letting my kids do the dishes at night, and I'll go outside sometimes with a glass of wine, sometimes just some ice water, and read until it gets dark. And that's been really fun.
What are you reading right now?
Right now I'm reading Keeper of the Bees, which is I forget the author's name. I'd have to look it up. I've never read it before, but a friend recommended it. I just finished This Beautiful Truth by Sarah Clarkson, and I think it's one of the most beautiful books I've ever read. It is gorgeous, and also about art and creativity and depression and mental health, and it's just really good. And I read The Ichabod, the newest book by J.K. Rowling, and it was making me cackle at night, and it just made me so happy to read a kid's fairy tale.
Oh, fun. So.
Yeah. Oh,
it's not working for you.
Probably. No. I've been thinking about that. Some stuff probably can't share just yet, but that's too personal. You know, I was in a pretty good routine before this summer, with like working out every day, and now this summer that it's really hot, and I don't know, I just have, that hasn't been working for me. I've just been walking and hanging out with the kids, and that has been it. Not doing intense workouts every day has been something that didn't follow through into the summer and didn't work for me this summer to do.
Isn't that funny how something will be like the total answer, and then yeah, one day it's just not, and it's not working, and you can't. And it's like, I spend so much of my life trying to get back to the thing that worked instead of just being like, okay, well, what is working for this season? Let's reinvent it and see what it is and knock on a fresh door. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I feel like it wastes a lot of time waiting for the old thing to start working again.
So, yeah, or you feel like something's wrong with me, but that's good because yeah, it's not what, it just wasn't serving me for that season, and maybe eventually it will again, but it's also okay to be kind and listen to your body if it's like, no, we need a break.
Yeah, there is nothing wrong with you. I'm going to tell you what's working for me, and I'm just processing this in real time, so who knows what's even going to come out of my mouth. I love how wise you are to be like too personal, because I know such boundaries. Working for me. I do think like being super, super treating my body nice. Like I bounced back from having this baby, and I say that in the broadest sense of the term. No one would ever look at me and be like, wow, look at her bounce. But I kept soldiering through, but with this idea, and this is something that came up in the Sela that I didn't even know I was believing or thinking, but I'm just like kind of mad at my body for like not being able to get this baby here safely, not being able to stay healthy through this pregnancy, and kind of, you know, you just feel like, gosh, get it together. And so I've just was like really channeling my father, who has lots of grit, but just kind of like, get it together, shoulder through this, you can do this, and never giving myself like, yeah, just sort of believing like, gosh, what's wrong with you? And so just sort of almost resenting my body. And, you know, surprise, surprise, it didn't work. Like I just kept feeling sicker and yuckier and having constant migraines through the spring and summer, which I've never really been a migraine person, but my goodness. And it's like impossible to raise four kids when you're having migraines.
Yeah.
Be like, okay, guys, I don't know what to do. And I think it's just been a really slow process of being like, I don't know, being thankful for my body kind of carrying me through this and drinking water when I need to drink water. And even telling my kids like, you know, I have to go pee and I've had to go pee all day, so I'm going to go, you know, and just like being nice to myself, making myself big bowls of fresh fruit and veggies and cold water and just things I would offer to a friend who would come over. But for me, I would just be like, well, I'll just like, you know, eat half of their nuggets off their tray or whatever, you know? And so that sounds so woo-woo and crazy, but
no, it doesn't.
Started to work for me just to be like, yeah, like you are worthy and you deserve to like take some time and treat yourself really kindly and not slap yourself onto a post-baby diet, but just like put some good things in your body. And when you're really tired, everyone can deal with it. If you have to lay down or if you need to go for a walk or a hike, like go.
Yeah.
And not with like this mean attitude most of the time. Sometimes I do have a mean attitude about it, but really just, you know, I try to pretend like you're coming over because I know you're not going to care what my house looks like. And, or, you know, you are one of my like dear people, and be like, what would I offer them? I would like get them a cold glass of water and I'd like cut up an apple for them and, you know, whatever. But it's like at least treat myself like a friend I'm comfortable with. So, you know, those are questions I'm asking myself all the time. And I really have that in me for like anyone who wants to be part of the Sela community. Just like, I just want to nurture you and be kind to you and treat you like you're worthy of like basic good things. And how can I lead in that if I like won't even do it for myself, you know? So,
yeah, exactly.
What's not working for me? You know what's bothering me is men who wear shirts in the pool. That is not working for me.
That is not working. I want to see more skin.
Doesn't work for me. No, I feel like it's like, are you like, I feel like no matter what your body looks like, confidence, you can just pull anything off if you're confident. And when men are wearing these like clinging t-shirts into the pool, it just bothers me. It's like, I think it's going to cause issues with the filter. I don't know. It just bothers me. I don't really have a reason for it.
So to take you back to like youth group days when you had to wear a t-shirt and basketball shorts.
So. Yes, so. My mom's like, what? Like, you don't want to put on some sunscreen? Are you, I get being like, oh no, I have to take off my shirt and I don't look the same as I used to or whatever, but no one cares. No one's thinking about it. Just rock your confident dad bod. That's what I would say. Not that I'm like thinking about all the men at the pool all the time, but I've noticed like this uptake in like dads at the pool wearing like a t-shirt. And I'm just like, no, that doesn't work for me. Just do, why? If I have to wear this swimsuit, so do you. Just be here. So I guess that's not working for me.
If I have to wear this little tiny swimsuit.
I know. Like Shauna Nyquist says, like, I could fit my swimsuit into a sandwich bag. Like, if I have to wear this, so do you. Yeah, I don't know.
No kidding.
Confidence is, like, makes up for so much. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, well, I'm glad I got that off my chest.
I am too.
It's been really eating at me. Hey, do you have any like book, music, or, well, you already recommend books. Do you have any recommendations for the finish of the summer and the start of the fall?
Well, we're going to the Moon River Music Festival in Chattanooga, Tennessee in September. So if you look that up, that's the music that Wade and I have been listening to.
Yeah.
So that's been fun.
Yeah, that's really fun.
All of that playlist, or not playlist, but that lineup of artists is pretty fun and cool. So yeah. That is kind of the music. I've been feeling it. So in the evenings that when I'm making dinner, sometimes like, so in the spring, I was listening to a lot of jazz music, but this summer I've been, mostly because it drives Tobin, my son, crazy, who is 14 and likes to pick all the music for our house, but he I've been listening to the Brandi Carlile just like radio station on Amazon Prime, and it's just fun. I like
it's
it
good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I love folk-y storytelling music like that, so
mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah.
So
what about you?
Off the top of your head though, I need you to tell me something you can't quit eating.
What about drinking?
Sure.
Coffee. I can't stop with the coffee.
Yeah.
Can't quit eating right now. Let's see. Okay. Cherries. Because we rented a cherry tree. Every year our friends do this. And this year, some of our friends got COVID and some of our friends couldn't make it because of different things. And so it ended up being like me and Wade and one other friend, and we picked like so many pounds of cherries. So I put cherries in everything, but they seriously taste so good to me. So we've been nonstop eating cherries.
They're so good. So fun.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the first thing I asked you? Oh, music. You know what? I've just been listening to, the new Into the Mystery Need to Breathe, and it's good. There's a few songs on it.
Oh,
so good. It just released like this week.
Okay.
And there's some beautiful songs on there, and like you said, like really good storytelling that I'm like, oh, I want to know what that song was written about.
Yeah,
there's some really pretty songs on that. Okay, eating. Yeah, I don't know, it's oat milk lattes. It's just those have been the song that I've sang all summer long. And I pull up and the ladies just kind of know what to do. I barely even have to
your open usual entire mouth. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like, So, and I've been loving the local there in Le Grand. That coffee shop rocks.
Yes.
It's so good. I'm really happy for them. So
their oat milk lattes are good.
Yeah.
And they're vegan ice cream. So local friends, go to the local.
Yes. Yeah. If you're in Oregon, go. I think coming up on the podcast, we're going to have transitioning into fall. I have 3 or 4 more recorded summer episodes. It's so funny. I've been editing them and like I recorded them last fall and winter, and I don't even remember these conversations very well. So I've just been trying to be like, okay, yes, because I was so out of my body, which is probably
not
time to be recording. So every time I edit them, I'm like, it's like a whole new experience. But I'm going to finish those out. And then coming up, we're going to do, I think you're going to help me co-host, transitioning into, we're going to talk about food and feasting and with a couple of friends. That's going to be really fun. And we're also going to do some favorite things episodes with more recommendations, I can't wait. There's going to be some really fun fall winter content coming up. I don't like the word content, but that's all I can think to say. So
we'll think of a better word by fall.
Yes. Will you help me? We need your word. I need you to co-host and help me.
Okay. All right. I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, thanks for catching up with me. Thanks for talking to me, and I hope that the rest of your week is beautiful.
Oh, you too. And I wish we lived closer. We could go get an oat milk latte together.